Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The snowfall reports are still coming in from the blizzard along the North Shore. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Hike in Duluth says the 34-inch report from Hovland and 24 inches at Lutzen are from Wednesday afternoon.
And that was while the heavier band of snow was still falling there. So unknown how much additional snow they've had, but I wouldn't be surprised if we add at least several more inches to that 34-inch total. And the same thing for a lot of stations along the North Shore there.
It's been a long winter for many Minnesota farmers who are now facing bankruptcy due to a tougher economy for agriculture. DFL Senator Eric Putnam is chair of the Senate Ag Committee.
It's hard to be a farmer anyway, given how you are subject to risks and vicissitudes beyond your control. But now, with tariffs and rising costs of inputs and property taxes, it's an incredibly difficult time to be a farmer, almost as hard as it was in the 1980s.
To relieve economic stress, Minnesota started the Farmer Lender Mediation Act in 1986. Putnam says in 90% of the cases, the farmer and the bank come up with an agreement so the farm can remain open. The St. Cloud senator has introduced a bill to extend the program another 5 years. A woman is dead and a man is hospitalized after an early morning house fire in Osage Wednesday. The Becker County Sheriff's Office says a 911 call came in around 4:30 after a resident flagged down a passing driver on Highway 34 reporting the fire and saying a woman might still be inside. Responders found her in the home. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The male resident was taken to the hospital for smoke inhalation and possible burns. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause. In other headlines, the State Office of Cannabis Management is hitting the road next month for a statewide listening tour. The OCM's Josh Collins says the first stops are in Cloquet, Pine County, and Duluth.
That are open to the public. We'd love to hear from people how they think it's going. We're going to be talking with businesses who are licensed to understand how did this go for them? How was their experience obtaining a license so that we can hopefully improve?
Collins says they're also going to check out some outdoor cultivation sites in northeastern Minnesota. The Apostle Islands ice caves are closed for the season after Wednesday's winter storm destroyed the Lake Superior ice needed to reach them. The caves had opened Monday for the first time in 11 years, but the storm quickly tore up the ice. The National Weather Service says the area needs long stretches of sub-zero temperatures to form safe, stable ice. Thousands visited during the cave's brief one-day opening. This is MNN.